I'm closer to you than you suspect, Kim. I've always been. Warsel calls it being en rapport. You don't need to think at me. In fact, you have to put up a conscious block to keep me out. So I know a lot that I shouldn't, but Lensmen aren't the only ones who don't talk. You'd been thinking about that poem a lot. It worried you, so I checked with archaeology on it, and I memorized most of it. Well, to get the true picture of me, you'll have to multiply that by 1,000. Also, don't forget that loose heads might be rolling out onto your breakfast table almost any morning instead of only once. So what? She countered evenly. Do you think I could sit for Kipling's portrait of Mrs. O'Neill? Nobody ever called my mold delicate. And Kipling, if he had been describing me, would have said, with hair like a conflagration and a heart of solid brass. Captain O'Neill's bride, as well as being innocent and ignorant, strikes me as having been a good deal of a sissy, something of a weeping willow, and no little of a shrinking violet. Tell me, Kim, do you think she would have made good as a sector chief nurse?
No, but that's neither.
It is, too, she interrupted. You've got to consider that I did, and that it's no job for any girl with a weak stomach. Besides, the beau's head took the fabled Mrs. O'Neill by surprise. She didn't know that her husband used to be in the wholesale mayhem and killing business. I do. And lastly, you big lug, do you think I'd be making such bare-faced passes at you unless I knew exactly what the score is, exactly where you stand? You're too much of a gentleman to read my mind, but I'm not that I had to know.
Huh? He demanded, blushing fiercely.
You really know, then, that...
He would not say it, even then.
Of course I know.
She nodded. Then, as the man spread his hands helplessly, she abandoned her attempt to keep the conversation upon a light level.
I know, my dear. There's nothing we can do about it yet.
Her voice was unsteady, her heart in every word.
You have to do your job, and I honor you for that, even if it does take you away from me. It'll be easier for you, though, I think, and I know it will be easier for me, to have it out in the open. Whenever you're ready, Kim, I'll be here, or somewhere, waiting. Clear ether, Grey Lensman. And rising to her feet, she turned back toward the hospital. Clear ether, Chris. Unconsciously, he used the pet name by which he had thought of her for so long. He stared after her for a minute, hungrily. Then, squaring his shoulders, he strode away.